Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. As always, we're grateful for each and everyone who joined us, who will join us, who have joined us in the past. And we're grateful for our co-host, Pastor Ricky Waller, and all our listening audience there. We're endeavoring to be on with you here Tuesday night on this October 18th, 2022. And another night, Tuesday night. Open mic. What does that mean? Well, if you've been following us for the last 6 years now, you know that generally I will have a topic that we share with the listening audience, and I provide a monologue to go with that topic. And it provides context or a framework for our conversation, about an hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours. Alternatively, when we want to open up the airways to our listening audience, such that whatever they want to talk about, they can. They bring it up, we try to answer it as responsibly and factually as we can, all right? And tonight is the open mic night, so you have the floor. We'll facilitate our dialogue and discussion. Give us a call, 657-383-0944. That's the number to call in the podcast studio tonight, 657-383-0944. We'll await your call. Again, it's open mic, so I did not bring a specific topic. However, while we await our listening audience, Facebook, welcome. Facebook Live, friends there, and BFC Institute group and other venues, other groups that we're associated with, feel free to give us a call here and join us in the discussion. Tonight is open mic. A lot of things going on around the country, largely the economy. And it's difficult for people to manage. That's certainly the conversation anyway. And we realize that that can be pretty rough for you, you know. And so we acknowledging that, we try to make sure that we give things their just due. All right, we got two callers already. Looks like Brother Josh and then 309. Look at here, 8112. Where you been all my life?
Oh, wow. I told you I was looking for you now, found you.
I was once lost, but now. Yes, ma'am. How's the family?
We're doing doing pretty good by the grace of God. And, you know, taking it one day at a time. I missed hearing you guys' voice. I said, well, the house is quiet. I'm just sitting here. I'm going to call.
Well, we ain't going to cause no ruckus around the house there. Josh and I try not to cause no ruckus there. Josh is on.
Hey, Josh.
Mama,
hey.
How you been?
Hey, I've been here.
All right, then. God bless you.
Day.
Yeah.
Another day journey.
That's right. Sure is. So what's the topic about, Pastor Zachary?
Well, it's open mic, but Josh and I spoke a little earlier, and he had a thought that he wanted to share with us. So I thought we'd go ahead and let him do that. And if you have another thought, we can – we got about an hour and a half to chop it up here. So, hey, we can do what – you know, we
as long as the old phone don't go out, well, if you said a 505 number, it'll be me calling back on my cell phone.
Okay. All right, we're glad to hear from you. Very good to hear
from
you.
Me too.
So, Mama D, if you don't mind, let's let Josh start us out here. Josh, how you doing, sir? What was that idea that was pressing on your heart that you want to share with our listener audience on Talk Straight tonight?
Well, my what do everybody struggle and how do they triumph every day, every morning, and every all together, and the topics of everyday life.
Yeah, Josh, I think Mama D would agree. He's raised children and lived life. I think she'd agree that that's a very, very important question on this October 18th, 2022. But all around the country, I understand people are doing just that. They're struggling with day-to-day life.
Yes.
You want to take a stab at that, Mama D?
I agree. Yes, you're definitely correct. I mean, with everything just up in the air like it is very hard. But I have faith, and I'm holding on to that. So, and that's what you best be doing, because it's rough out here. It is rough out here.
And you know, Josh, I've heard people in my lifetime speak about different presidents that were in office, administration, say, "Oh, this one is going to be rough, and we ain't going to be able to make it." But guess what? Somehow God has sustained us and kept us. And when we realize it ain't about them, but it's about us and where our faith is and what we do that keeps us moving. Is that right, Josh?
Yes, it is. That's why it's about what we have done, what we are doing, and what we will do. For me, I had done stuff that I'm not proud of. I have overcome it.
Okay.
So I am dealing with stuff right now.
Sure.
I'm not proud of it, but I have to deal with it every day.
Good point. What
are we going to do?
Now, that's an individual thing. Josh?
What did you say? I didn't hear you.
The question you pose has to be answered individually. What are we going to do? Now, it's not a we thing there. That's where we got to get a little bit selfish. Correct me if I'm wrong now.
Yeah,
8112. But we got.
No, you're not
selfish.
Because for the most part of it, most of it, some of us, we have the right to choose what we're doing.
Right. That's right.
And with that being said, you didn't have the right. There was a while back, years and many years, I wasn't here, but from what I was told. People were stripped of that right. And now that they have it, I think the mentality for some of us is that we still feel like either we're not worthy of it or it's just something in the back of your head, figure, okay, well, I got to take a back seat to this. No, you really don't unless you choose to. It's by choice, not demand.
Right, right. Now, you know, I'm sorry.
I was just going to say something out of your control that's happening. And there's a lot of that going on. I hate to see all these youngsters killing each other.
Yes, indeed.
Sorry.
It's senseless and it makes entirely no sense. And I noticed they've been talking about the police still doing certain different things, and I think they're scared their own self, and they overreact into certain situations. They're not dealing with them the correct way. And that's been going on for some time, too. And it's covered up and it's hidden a lot. And now it's coming to the light, and people in power, some of them like, whoa, yeah, this ain't nothing new.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I was just going to say that I was recently in the grocery store and had an opportunity to speak to this sweet lady, and she still had her mask on, and you know, I consciously tried to give a little space because I figured that if she was wearing a mask, she was social distance was probably still important to her as well, right?
Right.
But oddly enough, she moved in closer to me. You know what I mean? And she was an elderly, and I'm one of those who believe that we should do everything we can to try to keep our elderly people healthy, right? But it was clear to me that even though she had a mask on, she was really wanting for social interaction and engagement. And I got the impression she was just a giving, and she was telling. I'm a breakaway. I said that to say that I think for the old and the young, there are still people are fretful now because it looked like to me the media did a good job of scaring the bejesus out of a lot of folks.
Well, they scared the heck out of me.
So they got
to the point I shelter myself in the house constantly. I just felt like if I had something different going on and I knew that some of my family members go out and things and they come around, that I just shelter myself and cover my face, you know, my mouth when I went out and wash my hands every time I came in the house. I'm pretty much on top of washing the hands, but not every time I go to the store, but I've been on that the last couple of years, you know. It did frighten a lot of people. And with all due right, a lot of people lost a lot of people they love from this cold.
Yeah, that's true, too. That's true, too. I mean, and would you agree, guys, that there are certain health habits that we still should maintain, like she was saying, regularly washing your hands, you know what I mean? If you're going to cough, cover your face when you're in public, you know, those type of things. We should have been doing that anyway.
Should have been stay away from the sick and the elderly as much as you can.
Yeah, washing behind ourselves and, you know, go to the bathroom. Wash your hands when you come out of that doggone.
I like to go real crazy with that. I got everything you need in there from including hot water. Sanitizer don't do it.
Don't come out of that bathroom without washing your hands.
Yep, wash your hands. That's just like pull your pants up to me. y'all got the last one.
So, Josh, your question is well founded. How is it that, and let's kind of pose that for the listeners, give us a call here, Facebook Live, 657-383-0944. We love to have your participation here. Your question essentially is how do people triumph from their struggles? And that varies from person to person. There are people, Josh, who, you know, they never really learn how to accept that life can throw you some monkey wrenches, man. And you could be doing everything right, like Job was, and still you get a monkey wrench thrown your way. But you got to keep on going. Is that right, Josh?
Yes, it is.
I mean, how do you keep going, though, when they keep knocking you down? That's what I don't understand.
You're able to get back up.
Huh?
I said the good part is you are able to get back up to win that race.
Okay. Well, Josh, can you answer this for me? How does a infant that's just learning how to walk steps out there on faith now? Ain't never done it before. Put one foot in front of the other and wobbles a little bit trying to balance their little body. They fall on their little body, hit their tootsie. But you know what they do?
They learn it from other people that are with them that have already learned and stuff like that.
It's funny.
I see. So Josh, tell me, why don't they give up when they fall? Why is it that nobody has to tell them, get up, baby, try it again? They intuitively get their little tail up, and there they go. And then when they get it, Josh, they start wobbling. You know, weevils wobble, but they don't fall down. You know, and they, before you know it, there they go with a smile on their face, because they done mastered that thing. And you gotta run at them then. How is that? What is wrong with us grown folk, where we've been through that experience, and somehow many of us just give up, man? We sit down and sit there and cry like a newborn baby. We're not less motivated to get on up and try it again. You know, Josh? What's up with that, man?
It's because we were trying and trying, but we're like, what's the point if only I am trying, but I only try my way. It always comes to my way. Everybody thinks it's my way. You notice that, right?
Yep.
They just, after a while, they're like, there's nothing I worry.
Yeah. So consider this, you all. I think what happens to us, 8112, as we go through some things, we learn to become fearful. And what drives the fear is not knowing what's coming next or how things are going to turn out. And that makes us a little apprehensive and very, very cautious about trying things as well. Have you ever experienced that? Well, you say, well, I don't know, man. That may be more than I can.
I was looking for my cell phone so I can call you guys back, but
okay.
I mean, I call it challenges in life. I mean, we are faced and challenged with many a thing, and a lot of people deal with things in different ways, you know. And with that being said, I take it one step at a time and try to do the best I can.
You know,
if
people
that answered it. I'm not sure if that answered it, but.
No, I got that. I think Josh got that, too. Many of us have hopes and dreams that we never act on out of fear that I may not be successful. Well, that's partly right. You might not be, but guess what else? Here's the other side of the coin. Watch out, man.
I always say never be successful, but a try. I mean, at least if I tried, I'll feel better than if I didn't try.
Yes, that's exactly right. If you don't try, you never will know if you will succeed in life or not.
That's it.
You
That's
never
it.
Will know.
Right.
It's a life lesson.
And look, in the American experience, oftentimes people that never have done something say to themselves, well, I'm not going to, look, I'm gonna pass on that one because I ain't never done that before, and I don't know nobody else that's been successful. So I'm going to just, I ain't going to do that. So that may not work. And as both of you all were saying, it's a possibility that it may not work. But then what, Mama D, Dad used to say, a man get what he work out for himself. At first, I didn't understand what he's saying, but now I get it. I get it now. He said, man gets what he, so, yeah, you may not have the best success, but if you keep building on that thing, you might say to yourself, doggone it, I got myself something now. I got me something, yeah.
Remember the story I was telling you about the toilet? I may be getting a little bit. But it made me feel proud inside, even though I felt down because I done paid several people to try to do this for me.
Right.
But as I went on and I prayed and I kept going through, I didn't get it right a lot of times. But before I gave up, before I gave in and I didn't give up, the outcome was the toilet is fixed now. It is not dripping all on my floor, as it has not been since the Lord blessed me to do so.
Okay. Well, now, see, I'm thinking about the Word of God, Josh. I think it's around Mark, the 3rd chapter, 27th verse, says, if a man enters into a strong man's house, Josh, and he falls as good, he got to first conquer that strong man before he can take anything up out of there. Are y'all with me? And if,
if we allow
ourselves to be strong and courageous and confident in ourselves, right, you can't lose it. You can't nobody just take away from you if you don't give it up to them. And 12, what you did is you probably said to yourself, man, it's going to cost me a lot of money. Get a plumber to come in here. Take care of this.
Yeah.
I ain't got no money. But look what you did. Look what you did. Check yourself out. You said, you know what? No, I ain't got no money.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, you fine. You're doing good. I was still in the thunder. I was riding on your coattails.
It put something back within inside of me that I needed to have put back there, because you go through so many things, I say. Sometimes you lose sight of certain things that's instilled within you, and that's confidence within yourself.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm,
self-confidence is important. It's important.
Very much.
If you can do it, if I look at it long enough or if I try it long enough, I think I might be able to do it. Now, I ain't talking about just doing something because the Joneses are doing it. I don't want to do everything everybody else is doing. And
I
with me knowing this, but if I'm going against myself, fighting against myself, trying to do something that deep down inside, to begin with, I felt like I wouldn't be able to do, and then to accomplish it is a great, it makes you feel good inside.
Sure. And I would argue that there are a lot of good people, and you said it, it's about self, having a good self-concept or confidence.
Mm-hmm.
At an early age, why it's so vitally important that parents speak life and confidence in their children,
mm-hmm.
allow them to age-appropriate challenges to where they can learn. Even if they, you know, they're not going to be able to do everything, but if when they learn their limit, when they learn their limit and their strengths, they can work then within that, you know? And that's not a written thing. That's an unconscious thing that a parent has to do for their children.
It is. I didn't realize they were paying attention. I'm thinking they half listening, but they were listening. I can see it now. You know, I may not paid attention to it then because they was acting like they wasn't listening. Boy, you hear me, girl. You heard what I said. And they doing what they was doing. Keep on about that. But now that they're all grown, I can tell they learned and they got it.
Right.
So that's a blessing.
Sometimes we don't give ourselves credit, do we, Mama D?
Yeah, we don't give ourselves
credit. Well, no, because I prayed for that. That was just about me. I had 7 people relying on me to try to get through the storm, and it wasn't always stormy days. We had our beautiful days as well as some hard days. But you try to take that pressure off from your children and make children days good where they would remember them.
Right. I mean, and Josh, is it always material things that make a day good, or could it be just a simple thing? I think about Stevie Wonder's song, I Wish Those Days Could Come Back Some More. In the song, Josh, he said, sometimes we didn't get nothing for Christmas, but it was just being together and enjoying the day. How about this, Josh?
Yeah.
That I wish those days could come back.
Yeah, you do have to. Wow.
But
it's going to
get uglier. Deadlier. It's going to get uglier.
What? You said it's
going to
get
uglier. It is.
That's what he said.
Josh.
I can't get
no uglier than what I am, man. Come on, now. Don't do me like that. I mean, I had to scream this morning when I looked in the mirror. Don't do me like that. I got to get in the other
one. Now, you my brother. I know you don't look like that, sir.
Well,
inside and out.
Yeah, here's the thing, though. Believe it or not, guys, this is the 10th month. We got 2 more months, and 2022 is gone. Time seems to be flying, and sometimes it don't. I feel like anyway that I hadn't accomplished enough, and I ain't got enough done. You know what I mean? And you were saying that it's gonna get uglier, Josh. It's gonna get rough. Is it the case that it's gonna get rough or more difficult, or that as we keep going, our body's getting a little older, steps are getting shorter, eyes getting a little dim. You understand what I'm saying? And we look, Mama D, can't move like we used to now. I have to remind myself that I ain't got the same energy I had 40 years ago.
No.
That's
a part of the process, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So, is it getting older or are you supposed to be wiser? I don't know.
That's what the text is.
I think it's a little bit of both.
What's that?
Yeah.
What's that, Josh? What's that?
Our days are getting shorter, and the other thing is we never know when we are gonna start the Passover and stuff like that. Like, we never know. We never know.
Well, there's a powerful lesson in Ecclesiastes, 12th chapter. Remember now Watch what it says, Josh. Remember now. I said, why now? But it said, remember now the Creator in the days of thy youth, Josh. Watch what else it says. While the evil days come, 81:12. What are those evil days? When you ain't going to be able to have joy and youthful energy no more. Huh? And some of us still trying to act like we are young kids, teeny poppers.
There you go.
Huh? Want to look cute like a 16-year-old. Devil's over. Don't
always
say
it's the time and place for everything. Yep.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But, Josh, what the text was saying is that the time will come when you won't have the ability to be like the ants and stockpile and build up, you understand? So use your youth wisely, prepare yourself, develop yourself, create something for yourself so when you get older you can enjoy that. Is that what we should be telling young folks, Josh? Is that what
we should be, but... Right now, anybody that they just go on their separate way.
Do they thing, though. Do their own thing.
Which is sad. It goes back to what I'm saying earlier. It's so sad because you try to tell them, and then I guess it also, it's even hard for me to put it in words. Because when you try to tell different ones certain things, and you might have even been through it yourself, and they'll stand there and look at you like, you don't know what you're talking about.
That's the thing about that, Mama D, because, we got St. Louis, Joan. I'll be right with you there, St. Louis. You know, I think about now in the job market, they got more jobs than they have people to work them. And we got a lot of youthful people, literally, in the streets. It seems to me that, and people are making the case, well, we should allow some of the people that come across the border so they can work. Well,
if this is true, what is Angela Davis?
All right, hold on one second. Hold on one second. I'm coming right to you, St. Louis. But you got youthful energy that is not used very well. And I wonder if that's what we should be doing is telling the young folk, look, man, okay, you ain't doing nothing else. Don't make some honest money where you can see some fruits of your. You see what I'm saying? As opposed to just wasting time and whatever. So go ahead, St. Louis. Welcome. Welcome. This open mic, St. Louis. We were just talking about how to deal with the triumph through struggle. That's all. Josh introduced that topic to us, that conversation.
Introduce the what? I mean, deal with what?
Well, Josh brought up the conversation, this open mic, and he just brought up the question, how do people triumph or overcome through their struggles? And we were just talking about how there are a lot of people, not everybody, but a lot of people are struggling economically now and to maintain their stride with their families and what have you, with the economy and so forth.
Well, people have always had those issues throughout the history of mankind. It's nothing new.
Okay.
And depending on society that you live in, there's a prescribed and set procedure that one should undertake in order to not be in that position. Now, unfortunately, even in today's time, you have those that just can't make it out of the position that they're in. But, you know, here's the other thing, too. Why come, and let's talk about blacks. Now, you got blacks that do very well. You got young people that do very well in school.
Sure.
They're not talked about.
Sure.
But
no.
The voices are coming from your politicians that want to put this message out there to some and a lot that they want to vote for them. And we know what the talking points are going to be around election time.
Right.
What are they?
Right.
More Medicaid.
Well,
more welfare.
Okay.
More money
okay.
for teachers. When they are standing in front of a classroom, when the students in the classroom never will, from records, be able to make as much as the teachers are getting paid to teach something that the students aren't being taught at all.
That's true. That's true.
So, there's a set and tried and proved method on how to go about position yourself, your children in particular,
mm-hmm.
whereas they don't come up being on a statistic of victimhood and struggle. I think some people wear struggle like a badge of honor. How you doing, man? Mm-hmm. Oh, man, I'm struggling.
Well, that's me now. I mean, you stepped on my toes. Damn, man. It's rough out here, man.
Yeah.
Well, I get what you're saying. And I really think I have to agree with you that the message of hope is that you have the wherewithal at least to go find the answers if you don't know them right now, to get up and go find them, you know. It's nothing wrong with not knowing. The problem is not wanting to find out. See? And I, you know, the truth of the matter is the economy, anytime you have a slight change in the economy and people have gotten comfortable, St. Louis and Mama D and Josh, in their quality of life that is capped at a certain economic level based on the job or maybe a couple of jobs you work or how much you make on a particular job, and then you're forced to have to come up with more to maintain that quality of life, that stride, it's oftentimes challenging. And I've even seen people, Mama, they go back to school now. They say, well, I need a better job.
You should go, you should, in order to, that's what you call self-development.
Mm-hmm. Now,
am I right?
Okay. Yeah. That's true. But now, shouldn't people also be able to be comfortable and not have the government calls, or even the government, or even the economic system, force them into a different quality of life? I mean, no, maybe I'm wrong. Help me with that.
Well, yes. I mean, the economic system is going to do that. We don't use horses and carriages no more. So anybody that's going to school to become a horse tender and a carriage maker, they gonna have a hard time finding a place to sell their products.
Okay. Unless, yeah, sure. There are certain cultures that still use that, but you're right. That's a very small group of people.
You know how much a carriage costs? The Amish, those carriages they be pulling.
How much?
That carriage costs about $55,000. And that horse go for about 30.
I thought maybe Mama D and I would go and grab us one and take a stroll down Broadway. No, Mama D?
You got jokes right. I said you got jokes right, didn't you? I've been on a horse one time in my life.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah.
Well, now think about it, Mama D. Some people are telling you that you should prepare yourself to go get an electric vehicle now, because that's the new way. But
that's a joke, too.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm not taking that as a joke, but I'm not preparing myself to get an electrical vehicle, because one thing I know that does still work with me is Pat and Turner.
Okay.
I can get up and walk, and I'm glad of that.
And it's probably better for you, too.
Yeah, it's supposed to be part of exercise, which I do anyway. So, yeah.
Well, say, look, would you get an electric vehicle, man?
No, I wouldn't want one.
Okay.
I like the transportation that I have.
Yeah.
I drive an old car.
Okay.
We have one.
Is that right? You got one, Justin? How does it work, Josh?
Yeah.
I mean, is it any different? I mean, now I understand the argument is that it'll help bear pollution and so forth. I take that. But practically, I was going to say, I was talking to my son, and we were talking about those, it was a Tesla that was trying to get these driverless car or self-driving cars. And I said, man, he wasn't. St. Louis, he one of them old wacky engineers, so, you know, they might be crazy anyway. I said, man, who gonna let a car drive for them? You know what I mean? What if that thing go wrong? What if some, you know what I mean, in midstream, and you can't control the wheel, the car driver.
Well, look at this.
Already did have that in a sense. But what do you call that when you put your car in? Is it automatic pilot?
Yeah, autopilot.
Automatic.
So that's kind of the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, no, because you can control the brake. All you got to do is tap the brake, and it'll brake that speed. You see what I mean? And then you can control the speed. But this one is when the car is driving itself. What were you going to say, St. Louis?
The economic impact of that is tremendous in jobs, products downstream, not at the pump, but downstream, all the way to your people that work in AutoZone and Raleigh and other instruments. And then you got people that's retired. What are they going to do?
True.
You got states that depend on that. And this is another example of the federal government running amok. Federal government is getting involved in stuff that they have no business being involved in. And it takes the states to bring them back into compliance. Matter of fact, I got a meeting at 8 o'clock where people in the state here in Louisiana, where I am presently, they're working along with about 19 other states to reel that federal government in.
I see.
FBI and CIA need to be either heavily reformed or done away with.
You take me back to J. Edgar Hoover days now. They've been about like they were when Hoover was in office.
Well, Ron Paul's been saying that forever. FBI came into existence around the time of President Wilson, and he used it to go after Americans who was against the war. Same thing. In modern times, it was used to go after people who was going against the Vietnam War. It used to attack Americans. That ain't what they're supposed to be. They're not supposed to come and knock at your door without local police.
Okay.
And a warrant.
You're absolutely right, sir.
What? So y'all saying the Fourth Amendment needs to kick in, where they have to they require them to have probable cause? Is that what you're saying?
You look at the attitude of these people, like your new black female justice, Jackson. She made the statement, said that the Second Amendment is a fundamental right. No, that's not true. Second Amendment is not a fundamental right. The Second Amendment is a God-given right. You was born with that right.
That's interesting. Okay. Josh, what were you going to say? You were going to respond to that?
No. I'm agreeing with them for one.
For one, son.
Human beings, since the beginning of human beings, was born and given those what you call inalienable right, was given to them by whoever their higher authority is. And man cannot take it away by coming up with new definitions, new phraseology, and ideology. Man should not be trying to take that away, especially by implementing laws. It's totally not correct.
I'm curious to know, what do you think he meant by fundamental? Because I'm an advocate for the Second Amendment, let me just say that, and full transparency. However, you said it's a God-given right. Well, the question I would have for you is, how could that be when guns didn't always exist? You see what I mean?
Guns didn't always exist, but the ability and the right for a human being and also other animals, individuals, to protect themselves.
Uh-huh.
That is an inalienable right. And depends on the times. It depends on the times that the instruments that's used come into play. Back in the days of millions of years ago, human beings used clubs and rocks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
In the late 17th, 16th century, they used musket. Well, that was the instrument of the times. And today they got something different.
So what I'm hearing you say is that
David used a slingshot, didn't he?
Okay, so let me just understand, because one of the things that's coming into review here is even the death penalty, right? And as bad as some folks act, I'm on the fence about the death penalty, because I'm just concerned, and there are various biblical scriptures that use for it and against it, but I'm just saying, if you can't create a life, how can you take one? You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Josh. Put your input in there.
I do not like the death penalty. You can serve all your years in the jail, but the death penalty and doing I forgot what it's called now, inserting that thing, and just taking the life like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I'm following. But now here's the flip side.
No, I do not agree with that at all.
Well, now, Josh, there's scripture in the Old Testament that says if a person took another's life, that their life should be taken as well, right? He that without sin cast the first stone. That's so it's two sides.
That was in the Old Testament, though.
Yes, but it's in the Bible, though. And we have no Bible.
It's in the Old Testament.
Who called the Old Testament Old Testament?
When Jesus came back, he said something different.
Okay.
Who
so
called the Old Testament Old Testament? Who called the Old Testament Old Testament? The people that wrote it surely didn't call it that.
Theologians, students of the Bible.
The people that wrote that, those documents, those ways of life, did not call it that because it wasn't nothing else to compare it against to call it old.
Right.
So it was folks who came along later by all deceivious means and called theirs new and what was there before there old.
So here's the point, though. Here's the point, and that I'm simply saying that you were talking about the Second Amendment being a God-given right to carry, to bear an arm or a gun, and I would challenge that by saying that guns didn't always exist. Similarly, when it comes to the death penalty in the state, now, ironically, Mama D, when I worked for the prison, do you know they had me on death row for 6 months? I hated that.
Mm.
And I did that practice that dead man walk more times than I want to remember. And my point is that I've always, like, I don't know that this, you know, this is, now, but then when you look at it, some of the heinous crimes that are committed, it makes you wonder, do families that are victims of crimes deserve some closure and that sort of thing? But, you know, I don't know. I have to pray on that.
I know that's kind of, I don't know. I mean, because they say like life for a life, an eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth, but that'd be so simple to just kill them off even though they killed someone that you love. I think they need to suffer for it.
That's up to the country that you're in. So if you're in the country of Florida, if you're in the country of Illinois, and you're in the country of North Dakota, if you're in the country of New York, the laws of that country that we call states, that's up to them.
Can I jump in for a second?
Yes, sir.
Sure, go ahead,
Josh.
I think it all comes back to the Bible. It says, in the beginning was the Word, And the word was written.
Okay, okay.
So if you stick by the word, you will know all the answers. Everything you know will be answered if you stick by the word.
Okay. Josh, can I say something? Can I say something to you?
Yes, you can.
The word is good and profitable. The only problem with it is when you put it in certain people's hands, it gets messed up. See, we mess up a good thing. That's the only problem with the word, is when you put it in the wrong hands, it get all messed up and convoluted, man. So here we are in 2022, and St. Louis, I was just announcing that we got two more months, man, and we've been a whole new year. We've been a whole new year.
Yeah, time goes by fast. It's something that you can not control. It would go slower if you was on the planet of Jupiter.
Let's go, St. Louis. Come on, let's go tonight. You and me, we're going to Jupiter, man.
It would go slower if you traveled at the speed of light, or even at the speed of sound. You could get in a spacecraft and circle the Earth for 5 years. When you come back to Earth, your friends and everything would have aged, and you wouldn't.
Mm. Well, I don't think I'm gonna ever experience that, St. Louis, in my lifetime. But I'm going to still comb my hair in the morning and brush my teeth and try to look decent.
As long as you got it.
Yeah, as long as I got it in my mouth. You know, I'm going to try to keep it, my wife stay on me about making sure I go regularly and get them professionally clean. But, like, they look all right to me. No, but seriously, though, great conversation. We got a few more minutes. Anything else? I know you're going to leave us here pretty soon, St. Louis, and we appreciate you. Glad to hear from Mama D there. I know she's been holding things down in Peoria. Did y'all get hit by that storm in Peoria?
We didn't. We got a little bit. We got a lot of wind the week after, though.
Okay.
We got a lot of wind, and things, the wind was very high for 3 or 4 days, I want to say. But we got sprinkles, a little bit of rain, nothing major, though. Not like they said they thought we was going to get hail and, thunderstorms and things like that, but we didn't get all that.
Good.
Yeah, I haven't heard this lady in a long time. I thought she might have got blown away to Oz someplace.
He was with Dorothy over there in the Wizard of Oz or something. It's an interesting thing how when we look at these things and we consider the impact they have on our lives and so forth and so on, that we try to make, and that's kind of where Josh was going in terms of the struggles of life, and that varies. Josh was asking me, St. Louis, how do you deal with it? And I said, my best answer is that varies from person to person, everybody.
Well, the simplest thing is to learn from nature. Do not squirrels and ants prepare for cold weather?
Yeah, they do.
All spring and summer long, you see squirrels out there preparing for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Bearing nuts here, bearing nuts there.
Yeah,
you see the geese will feed all summer long in fall for the time for them to flop up and fly south.
Yeah, well, I mean, remember that tsunami that was over, Indonesia, I believe it was, and
Taiwan.
They showed how, one of those areas, showed how the cows and the animals had the common sense to go to higher ground while the tourists stayed down there in they lawn chairs got swooped up by the tornado.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just
into the dry bed. Where'd the water go?
And the animal survived. But many
matter of fact,
they
showed one picture of a dog grabbing a toddler by the back of the shirt and dragging it up the hill.
Wow. I mean, that the intelligent humans, huh? That's them intelligent humans.
It makes you want to know why we're killing and eating these intelligent animals. But anyway, I'm going to let you guys go. You have a nice rest of the week, and be safe.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. We thank you for joining. Thank you for joining. But yeah. Well, Josh, hopefully we'll get to a point, sir, where all of us can agree that there are some reasonable, practical things, you know what I mean, that we could and share with one another. If you know something that is useful. But then, Mama D, a lot of times, Josh said it's all about me. Was that you or Josh that was saying people wanted to be about their answer and their way?
No, that must have been Josh. I didn't say it.
Yeah, it was me. All about me. It is.
Mm-mm.
It's all about me.
I've been guilty of that, Josh, selfishly saying I'm not going to really think about what nobody else doing because I'm just focused on what I got going. And don't I cheat myself of the opportunity to learn something when I do that, Josh?
Yes, you do. Yes.
You know?
You turn off a lot of things good, and you might actually do something bad for your health, for your body, whatever it is. It might be bad for you, or it could be good. But it just turns off all of the attention. It has to be you. It has to be what you want and not, can I think about this and make a decision then? Do you get what I'm saying?
I follow you, but oftentimes, Josh, what's behind that is jealousy, envy, and hate. I don't want to give Mama D no credit, see? So I know she got a good thing, but I ain't going to tell her. Huh? I ain't going to tell her.
Yeah,
she made,
people do just
she
that.
Made,
they do just that, and I used to try to help so much, and I still do because I know one thing I do know is that in this world, everything is not all about you because you're in the whole world with a lot of people.
Wow.
And you're going to have to make some things, even if whatever it is, about something or someone else.
Yeah.
Now, you can
put
yourself up there, too. At the same time, there's nothing wrong with making certain things about you. Certain things are about you, but there's a lot of things we deal with daily that might not have nothing to do with us, but it crossed our path, which includes us in that situation, if it's a situation at all, one way or another, good or bad.
Right. I mean, and I guess is it the inert concern that I might not get credit? I'm thinking about Cain and Abel now, Josh. And Cain's problem was, it wasn't that God didn't bless him with his own gift and talent, Josh. That wasn't the issue. That wasn't the issue at all. As it was, Cain was too busy keeping out what Abel had. And he wasn't satisfied with what he had. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you don't miss quarter.
While you staying focused on what somebody else got, ooh, if somebody maybe, man, that's, I don't even know what to say behind that. Because that's not my thing. I don't understand it when it's happening, and I don't understand it why. I mean, I know people have different reasons, but I get where you're coming from with that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just greed and jealousy, like you said.
My God. And look, you don't miss the water until the well goes dry, do you?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Then y'all are thirsty and your mouth is chafed and you want some water now, but the well done went dry. You messed it up. Now you done messed it up for yourself.
You done messed it up. Now what? Now what?
Now you go. You're going to die thirsty.
You could have been enjoying. You could have been enjoying the cool water with whoever had it to drink.
That's right.
You could have been enjoying two people instead of one or none, but because of your selfishness. But now you don't do anything because of your selfishness.
Yeah. But as you guys know, a lot of people are not gonna let you know this is how they're feeling except through their actions.
Right.
And
they don't
show that side.
Mm-hmm.
Or you probably wouldn't deal with them in the first place if they just came off like that. So people have a way of deceiving you to think it's one thing when they know the truth.
Wow. Well, and they're good at disguising it, ain't they?
and disguising it. And when they screw up and show it, and they do it repeatedly, you know what it is. So you give them enough rope to hang themselves, and I guarantee you they will.
In time.
Eventually. In time. They will hang themselves to the point you don't see nothing bad happen to you. You just don't care not to deal with it. I'm at that point with some people. I'm a human being, but what you don't have the right to is take anybody's kindness for weakness.
Wow. Yeah, that's a fact. Josh, you were trying to say something?
Manipulation. There are so many people that are manipulating.
Yeah.
They want you to think they are they're fine. No, they're not.
Right. That's what, yeah, right.
They say, no, they're not, John. They ain't fine, no, John. Well, now, do we want to try to make things better, Josh, even though we know they're not in order? Because we don't nobody really want to accept the reality that you tore up from the floor up now. I mean, huh? Ain't no need me stunned now. You looking pretty bad right about now. But I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, Josh.
You got to do one or the other. Either you are gonna do another manipulative action, or you're gonna pray to God to do the right thing.
Now,
there's two things you can do.
Okay. Mama D, if you my friend,
mm-hmm.
are you going to try to spare my feelings and not tell me the truth about myself? Or are you just going to go and break straight and say, look at baby, let me tell you something. You kind of malaromaed us here. Your breath stinks, and you need to go get a TikTok or something. Hi, Mama D.
Well, I'm one of these type of people. If I see something wrong, I would try to gently approach you and hope you trust me enough to believe I'm not trying to be funny.
Okay.
Because some people you have to handle in different ways. That's just
right.
Like we were talking about that jealousy, hate, and greed. There's some people that they say I love you, and at the same time they looking at you in your face and stabbing you in your back hard as they can. And you not knowing no better because you thinking they really do. You got family members do it all the time. You got so-called friends do it all the time. It's sad to me. Trust me, I think it's very sad because I know they said keep your friends close and your enemies closer. How you going to do that when you don't know that the enemy is even your enemy?
Right.
But one day they'll surface their head high enough for you to see that you need to give them that rope so they can hang themselves with me and give them a whole lot of space and opportunity.
Mm-mm-mm.
And see how well they shine.
Yeah.
So while you're looking at me, don't worry about what I'm doing. Be glad of what you're doing. Be proud of yourself. Don't worry about what I'm doing. If I'm not bothering you about doing what I'm doing, I'm not going to bother you or dislike you or nothing else. Whether you're doing good or bad, I try to help if I can.
James Brown called Mr. Loud and Wrong. Say you talk loud, ain't saying nothing. Mr. Loud
ain't
and Wrong.
Saying nothing. Yeah, I like that song. You can
well,
think
now,
about some good ones.
And what you were saying factors into the lack of trust, Mama D. Why it's so difficult for us to trust one another and to work together with one another. One of the reasons we always need to come together. But one reason we're not together is because secretly folk don't trust. They, you know, they wouldn't want to put their resources together with somebody else because they're afraid they may get more than, you know what I mean? Or everybody thinks the next man is on the take. That's crazy, but that's, I tell you, you know, when I run for office, Josh, I tell people all the time, I'm going to separate myself from the label of politician. I know it's a political process, but I'm an advocate, right? And politicians are greedy about money and what have you, but we're advocating for people, you know, because this is not about just power, you know what I mean?
Right.
It should be about service. It should be about service.
Yeah, some people give you a reason to distrust, You may not say I don't trust you out loud, but you sure can keep one eye open.
You watching that? She said sleep with one eye open. Yeah, Lee. What?
Some people give you a reason to distrust them, because trust is one thing. Far as I'm concerned, you break my trust, it's a problem.
True.
It's a problem, and it's not that easy to gain it back.
Wow. Is that godly to take that position? Because some people say, I can forgive you, but I ain't going to forget. So have they really forgiven you? If they choose not to
know. No. I say no.
I mean, I forgive you, but that don't mean I'm going to forget what you did to me so I can protect myself and try to keep you from doing it constantly. And that's what I mean when I say some people don't deserve your trust because they taking it away. It's not that you wanted to not trust them. They did everything within their own self to make you distrust them. So why would you just up and trust them again and again and again and again? It becomes redundant at a certain point.
Isn't it the Christian way, though, to forgive, to be forgiving? Isn't that the Christian way? No?
I am a very forgiving person. That I am.
Okay.
But didn't nobody say I had to play no foolish role of a fool. I am a human being, and I tolerate a lot. I'm pretty patient, and then I let you come back, but one day you ain't going to be able to just keep doing that. You're going to have to stop it, and I'm going to have to be the one to make you stop it.
Mama D, one songwriter said it like this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's
there's no exception to rule. And that when that Cuba Gooding Senior.
They tell me I had to keep playing it though. They didn't say I had to keep playing it. I wouldn't think I was being foolish, but obviously you thought I was a fool.
Go ahead, Doc. I say that if you are a Christian and you want to keep your walk of Christianity, then you have to forgive and forget.
What?
And that's in the Bible.
Well,
forgive and forget.
Huh. I'm kind of with
I can forgive you because
sister.
I let you come back, but Josh ain't going to say I forgot. I'll be lying to myself. And in order to lie to you, I have to lie to me first. I can't lie to myself. So I can say I forgive you because I let you come back around me, but I'm not going to say I forgot. Now, I may not think about it constantly, but do you just wait a little while. They'll do something else to remind you real quick. No, you ain't going to totally forget. You ain't got to hold it against them for life, but it don't mean you didn't forgive them for it.
Maybe that's something, Josh, we have to work toward. We have to strive toward that effect. What do you think? Josh? Maybe we're not there.
It says in the Bible to forgive and forget.
I'm going to call you back in a minute.
My personal preference in my personal life, I strive to forgive and forget.
That's noble. That's noble of you. Here's the thing, though, Josh. I might get up there and Peter say to me, Joshua, nah, I saw you kind of did halfway right. You forgave him, but you're still talking about him. You're still looking at him. You still got one eye open on him. And then I wonder if that'll keep me from getting in the glory, Josh. What do you think? You think that'll be a mark against me?
I think so.
What?
Hey. Because there's marks. There are marks. And that eye is still open. It should be closed. There's another mark there. If that eye should be closed.
I guess. Then maybe that's something
to
look for.
Yeah, I might have to work towards them too, because that ain't how I feel. I feel just the way I said. Like I said, I would have to lie to y'all before I lie to myself, lie to me before I lie to you. That's no good.
Yeah. No, well,
so,
I agree with you.
I'm a forgiving person, but I ain't got to keep letting you tear down the walls to my house.
Well, no, we ain't gonna do that now.
I
said that to say this. When you keep letting people, even though you have forgiven them and they constantly, it may take 6 months before they do it again. And when you've had enough, you are human flesh. It's not for me to judge you if you decide to forgive someone or not. I can only speak for myself with that.
One thing
my heart is telling me that as long as I've been good to you and you sitting on the back burner begrudging me for no reason except for your own selfishness, then you can have that. I don't want any parts of it. And for me to keep on arguing with you about it is not cool with me.
Well, now, so what I'm hearing you say, Mama D, is it's perfectly fine to allow people to be themselves and move on. I don't have to deal with you, though. Right? I ain't got to deal with you. And I don't have to harbor any hate either towards you. But I don't have to keep on dealing with you, knowing that your basic nature is to, if a snake bites you once, it's a story told of a guy, he saw this snake that was frozen almost to death, and he felt bad for the snake. So he went over there, and he grabbed the snake. The snake almost like rock now, almost like a solid rock. He about frozen to death. And he put the snake off in his bosom, and he walked around with it, and all of a sudden he felt movement under his clothes. And movement increased. Movement got more and more. Then all of a sudden, ow! He jumped.
We done bit him again.
Look, he looked down in his garment, and the snake looking at him. He said, "Man, did you bite me?" They said, "Yeah." He said, "What you bite me for?" He said, "You knew
I was
a snake."
You knew I was a snake in the sky, and I done got bit plenty of times by someone because. Yeah, I trust the deal, feel sorry or whatnot. Yeah, okay.
Right.
Now, that's where I'm going to be careful because sometimes I got to look out for myself to protect myself.
How does the saying go, Mama D? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, on me. That's my fault.
Yeah.
Josh, we're going to get to heaven one day, and I'm going to talk to Jesus all about it. I'm going to tell him all about my troubles. But,
yeah. It ain't always easy being who we are.
Yes, ma'am.
What
it's
do you think? Dr. D, about trust and stuff like that. You know my saying and you know her saying, but what do you think?
I agree with Mama D, and perhaps, Josh, we're speaking from the context of having lived for a while, and that is trust has to be earned. It has to be earned. And sometimes it takes you a lifetime to earn someone's trust.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense? And in the slight of moment, when something happens, sometimes it's not justified that people lose your trust because, you know, it's not as what it seems, but it's that easy, Josh. And so the Bible says, do unto your neighbor as you would have them do unto you. And I believe that that's what keeps a trusting relationship when everybody's doing right. You understand that? But unfortunately, everybody's not trying to do right, man. And you always got, so that you don't lose, you got to keep yourself on guard to make sure that you don't flip up and become a victim. Because everybody ain't trying to do, everybody don't want to go to heaven, Josh. Everybody don't want to live right. Everybody ain't trying to be saved. And it's healthy to know that.
Some people don't even want to be saved. Like, they've heard it like a thousand times. They don't want to.
Mm-mm. And it's healthy to know that, and to operate in that. You know, you can respect people.
And I'm not trying to save them. Only God can save them. I ain't trying to save them. I'm not trying to convert. Now I can share what I know. And I don't even get too in-depth about all that, but my point is you treat people the way you wish to be treated. I don't begrudge anybody for anything that they have. I am grateful for the things I do have. I have less than some and more than some others. And that goes for health and strength. That goes for materialistic things. And I do not want everything that everybody got because there comes a price with a lot of things.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I've learned one of the probably most important lessons I've learned, you all, as a pastor to accept that everybody don't want to be saved. As much as I may want them to be, everybody don't want to be. And I've got to learn to let them go. Let them go. This is why Jesus said, Joshua, whosoever will, let them come. I didn't come to preach, Joshua, but I just felt my help right there. Yeah, he wasn't trying to put no pistol in anybody's head and make them go. Whosoever will, let them come. Let them come. But, hey, there you go. There you go. Listen, guys, it's been wonderful. I'm smelling some good food down there, Mama D, and I'm a little hungry. I think I'm going to
You know what? You better go get you some now. Your belly can't be going hungry now.
Look, Mama D, I'm like an alley cat now, about to go see what's down there.
It's time to eat now, huh?
It was wonderful hearing from you. And anytime, you know
Thank you. Come on home anytime. All right now,
Josh.
All right,
Josh, you dropped it. You dropped it like it was hot, Josh. We appreciate that, brother.
Yeah, you did, Josh. I miss hearing your voice over the phone, all of you guys. And tell Pastor Waller, Pastor Doc Reed, love him too and miss him too. And I try to do a little bit better, you know, by calling now. You know, when your world turned upside down, you can't straighten nobody else out.
Sure, you got to clean your own up first.
We've
had a few times where we were not on because of circumstances, and but we've been trying hard to Tuesday night going as best we can. So, and Pastor Waller, his ministry has grown a lot, and he's not always able to, you know, to be on air. So, but we're just trying to keep it going.
Yeah.
We're trying to keep it going. It's been years. We thank God that he's blessed us to be on there for 6 years now. And you've been a vital part of it over the years.
And y'all have been a tremendous help in my life as well, which would be able to be blessed to even get on here and share my feelings and opinions with different ones and learning from certain ones and, you know, whatnot. And so for that, I'm thankful. And hopefully, maybe, Lord bless, I'll tap back in next Tuesday. We'll see what happens. You don't hear from me? I love y'all, and God bless y'all, and everybody stay safe.
I got a request, though, before you leave.
Yeah.
I just got got one request. Will you stay beautiful until you come back? Will you do that for me?
I'll stay pure at heart, and I don't know about beautiful, but I'll try. Give me a little extra makeup, baby.
Josh,
I can work that out. I will try.
All right. Well, we appreciate you. We appreciate you. Josh, it's been good, brother. It's been good. And like Mama D said, we're going to look forward. Yes, indeed. We're going to look forward to try to come back next Tuesday and see what we can straighten out and see what we can get straightened out there.
All right. Well, have a good week.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Take care.
Good night.
All right. You've been listening to Talk Straight. We've had Mama Dion from Pure Illinois and Brother Josh in St. Louis joined us tonight. And we're grateful for all of them. And as we said earlier, Lord willing, we'll be back next Tuesday for another episode of Talk Straight. We're not going to give up. We're not going to stop, you see. We're going to keep on going because ain't no stopping us now. We're almost moving.
Things that held us down, but now it looks like things are finally